Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, loves. I'm Heather Allison, and you're listening to The Golden Path, alchemy for women who know they're meant for more. I'm so excited to be back. You guys, we're on episode 5. Every month I've been here hanging out with you for 5 months, and it's been so much fun. It's been so much fun giving you an introduction to this work, sharing some of the foundational concepts of this really deep work that I do with women, helping them to heal the wounded archetypal and energetic patterns that are keeping them from living the lives they were born to live. I call that your golden path, which is why that's the title of this podcast. Because when we do this work to shift our energetics and heal at this highest level, this archetypal level, the realm of our energetic blueprint, if you will, then everything in our lives come into that same pattern, that pattern of harmony, that pattern of alignment. And we get to walk our golden path, the highest version of our life that our souls came here to live, that our souls came here to experience and to create. I haven't talked a whole lot about my work on here yet, meaning like the actual work that I do, the courses that I guide and how I do that and how I work with my clients and all that good stuff. And it kind of feels important to anchor that in here today because of what we're going to be talking about. In essence, I get to work with more than 100 women every single year, some of them through the really intimate annual mystery school and mastermind that I lead called Golden Goddess, where we literally recreate the energetic foundation of your entire life from top to bottom, every facet of it. Some through the handful of 3-month courses that I teach, if you're not quite ready to go to the very deep end. I teach those on applying this work to more specific facets of our lives, like our businesses or like self-sourcing our own power out of the wound, stepping out of our conditioning and stepping into our most aligned path, or like tapping into our intuition. Others through online courses and mini courses and bundles and things like that that you can do on your own if you just kind of like a little bit more of a taste. And most recently, some through the monthly membership that I offer. And no matter what course or experience women decide to join me for, this is one of those things I'm still getting used to. I'm still kind of pinching myself over. Every single one of them experiences a massive shift in their lives where they've been struggling and trying everything and nothing seems to be working, or like where it just seems like something's missing and they can't quite put their finger on it. And this shift, the shift at this energetic archetypal level, opens everything up for them in ways they never knew was possible, in ways they a lot of times can't explain. A lot of times I have a hard time explaining it because it's literally the difference between a black and white movie and suddenly opening up into color. It's really hard to describe that to somebody who's only ever been used to watching a black and white movie, right? It's really hard to find the words to say, well, but there are greens and there are reds. Like, it's hard to make sense of that. It's hard to really convey what's going on and the vast difference it makes But that's been my experience of this work. And that's been my the experience of my clients in this work. They find love when they've ached for it for years and years and years, wondering if it would ever show up for them. They heal marriages when they were sure they were done. They were over. They were irreparable. They step into their soul purpose and start offering their soul's gifts, their great work in businesses that feel like them, that finally feel like ease and like flow and not so much of the gross template that's been handed to us in this wounded paradigm of business that we've been living in. They heal themselves. Women have told me through sobbing tears that they thought they never could truly love themselves, and now they do. They've told me they're not sure where they would be, if they'd be able to make it, even if they'd still be here without this work, if it weren't for the shifts they've experienced, the tools that they've learned, that they get to come back to over and over and over and over again in their lives, in every facet of their lives. I honestly still sometimes have a hard time believing that this work is that powerful. And I have a hard time saying that it's that powerful. And I'll tell you why. This isn't something I created. This isn't my methodology. This isn't my content. These aren't really, not really, my programs and my courses and my work. Because none of this was here. Even it wasn't even like a speck of a thought for me until my spiritual awakening just over 3 years ago. I'm not kidding. I didn't even know there was a coaching industry. I didn't know this was such a thing before I stepped into this world. In the beginning of 2015, I was basically just trying to figure out what it was I was supposed to be doing with my life and trudging through corporate America, still drinking too much wine, still kind of phoning in my life because I wasn't sure how else to do it. By the end of 2015, I'd started hearing the voice of my soul clearly. And by the beginning of 2016, I'd started getting intuitive information about these archetypes, these energetics behind them, the quantum understandings of how they work together, how they work in our lives. I started receiving teachers from the other side. I was given teachings and healing modalities that I could pass along to my clients. I mean, I would probably be skeptical of hearing this too if it was me, if it was the me of 3 years ago. If it sounds kind of strange and like far out there, that's totally fine. I mean, it is. And it's also exactly what happened and exactly what continues to happen and what continues to open up for me more and more and more and more. I've only just started calling Golden Goddess, quote unquote, part mystery school because it took me a while to get used to the idea. It took me a while to trust that that's truly what it is. And that's truly what it is. It's in that course where I share the deepest teachings and the most profound downloads I've ever received with my clients, along with, of course, practical applications, embodiment practices, tools that they can keep using long after the course for my clients to create shifts and healings in their own life. So they can call in what they're meant for, so they can repair their relationships, so they can get to their next level, quantum leap to their next level, and they can get to live the life that they've dreamed of. And the reason I'm sharing all that with you is because it's directly connected to what we're talking about today. In the first 4 episodes of this podcast, I was guiding you into understanding this work a bit, right? First, sharing with you what the heck the Golden Path even means and why it would matter to you. And then sharing about the archetypes that I teased in that first episode, the feminine and the masculine archetypes, these energy patterns that exist under every single thing in our lives, that exist under everything that we do, and that really dictate how our lives unfold and how we feel in them. How we feel in every single part of our lives. And then in the 3rd and 4th episodes, I showed you how these archetypes affect your ability to have the love that you're wanting and your ability to have the success and the abundance that you're wanting. You heard me share that when these archetypes are out of balance, when these energies or archetypes are out of balance within us, within our relationships, in how we do business, in our world, then we struggle. Nothing works the way we wish it would. Everything feels harder. We feel stuck. We feel like something's missing. We feel like we keep banging our head against the same problems, the same blocks, the same struggles, the same fears, the same doubts, the same feelings of not enough, you name it. And when they're in balance, everything else harmonizes as well. It's like this great big zipper. Like, create harmony in these energies way up at the archetypal realm, and then everything else below that just falls into place with almost zero effort at all. And today we're going to keep going in on that topic, because today we're talking about the mystical realm, your intuition, your access to the mystery or magic, your connection with the invisible realms, as I call them, your ability to work with the universe, alongside the universe, to have the universe at your back, to hear the guidance of your soul, to master your own energy field. Prepare yourself to receive all the things that you know you're meant for, so that you can receive them. All of these things, even heal wounds, right? Even heal old, like, lineage, ancestral wounds, or collective wounds, or just our own personal traumas. All these things that exist in the realm of the unseen, in the realm of usually the unprovable. The things that we don't just kind of get to, like, you know, knock a hammer against or calculate with an algorithm or map out on a map or plot out on a spreadsheet, right? These things we don't even really get to understand with the kind of rationality we've been raised to look at everything with. The reason I'm describing those things that way is to make a point. We can't get to our access of all of those things. Our access to our intuition, our access to the magic we know in our bones is possible for us, our access to the mystery, to healing that is infinite, infinite, to the abundance that is infinite, to the understanding that is infinite. We don't get to any of that without the feminine. As lovely as the masculine archetype and masculine energy is, and it is, and we do need it, we don't get to anything in the mystery through his energy. This might be my favorite part about this work, because so much opens up for you when you let yourself be immersed in the feminine, when you let yourself re-embody and remember the feminine. Because we only have access if we're embodying feminine energy. If our access to everything that lies in the invisible comes through the feminine archetype. So we're going to be talking about all that today, about our access to the mystical and how it comes through our embodiment of the feminine archetype. And a quick reminder here, if you hear me saying him and her, like I just did when I was talking about the masculine, if you hear me say him and her, I'm not talking about gender. I'm not talking about men and women, male and female. I'm using that as a shorthand to refer to the masculine and feminine archetypes. Because remember, these are energies. And they're energies we all have within us, male and female, no matter how we identify. We all have these two energies within us. And if you want to just dive in a little bit more, if you want to learn a little bit more about these archetypes a little bit more in depth, you can listen to episode 2 again for just a little bit of a broader and more in-depth explanation about who these archetypes are and what they mean for us and what they mean for our lives. Now, before I keep going, I just want to make a couple of quick housekeeping notes. The first one is that you can get immediate access to me to ask me questions about your life, your relationships, get some suggestions and reflections and spot coaching, and learn how to apply these practices, these tools, these archetypal energies to your life, to your relationships, to your business, to your intuition and your spiritual practices, to your emotional mastery, to just feeling better, finding that thing that feels like it's missing, to anything that you're wanting to call in for yourself or anywhere that you might be struggling. You can do that in my monthly membership group, which is called Goddess Activation. It's $33 a month, and you can stay as long as you'd like, or you can just come for 1 month if you'd like and get some questions answered and some personal support for a little bit of a laser spot coaching in your life wherever you need it. But you can also win a free month just by sending me a message and referencing the podcast. So send me a question that maybe you would want me to answer on air. Send me an aha moment that you've had or something that really resonated for you, and I draw a winner every month from the emails that I get. So pop over to heather-allison.com and click connect at the top right corner and just shoot me a message. It can be anything your heart desires. Just send me a message saying whatever, just letting me know you're listening to the podcast, and you'll be entered into the drawing. And there's one woman, I actually got a message from one of the women in that membership last week saying that every time she even just listens to our calls, even if she doesn't bring her own questions, even if she doesn't bring her own topics to our calls, it shifts something powerfully for her. The shifts that she experiences in her life are profound. There's really powerful energy in this work. I've found this, my clients have found this. There's even a powerful transmission in every single one of the calls that we do. So I would love to share that with you. If you just feel curious, come join us for a month. Enter to win the giveaway, come join us for free for a month, and just let yourself feel into what this work can do for you. And the second thing is, I'm going to be sharing a little bit more on this podcast going forward, I think. I'm really flirting with this idea of kind of just dropping in with little nuggets here and there, like between the monthly podcast episodes, just when I have either like one of those questions that come through that I might feel called to answer and maybe want to do it sooner than the next podcast episode, or maybe there's just something that I'm moving through in my life or something that comes up for me in my coaching calls that I feel called to share with you, and I'm just feeling called to just have a bit more of an intimate relationship with you. So I think I might be coming in a little bit more often. So I guess just stay tuned. I guess just be on the lookout for those. They're going to be shorter little blurbs of kind of, you know, love and encouragement and insights or stories. So be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever it is that you're following and just get these little shares as I feel inspired and feel called to share them. And now, as you have come to expect, I'm sure, having listened to this podcast for a handful of shows or even just one already, we're going to drop in together. So for those of you who are new, before I drop into more content, I'd really like to have us just take a minute and close our eyes and anchor in, drop in deeper to our bodies, get out of our heads, get out of our busy days, our busy schedules, our busy lives, all the constant dizzying inputs from all over and all around us, and drop in to our own energy systems. Drop into our own bodies. We spend so much of our lives, so much of our time, at least in this wounded paradigm, right, having forgotten most of our access to our power. We spend most of our time up in our heads. We live by our heads. We navigate by our minds. In reality, we're caged by our heads because we've forgotten that most of our power comes from much deeper within us. So one of the things I like to do in this podcast is just to invite you deeper into your body for a little while, just for a few minutes. If this is the only time during your day where you get to give this to yourself, this feels like such a deep gift to you from me, to you from you, to give yourself this time to just drop in a little deeper. And also to ask you to let yourself receive the rest of the information that I'm sharing with you here in this podcast, not just in your brains, not just with your minds, but much deeper in your body, in your cells, in your more ancient knowing, in your more inner wisdom, in your deeper wisdom. Now, obviously, please don't do this if you're driving or something, please. But for everybody else, take a moment here and just come into a comfortable seated position. Preferably seated upright. As I invite you to become the bridge between earth and sky, the bridge between realms. And close your eyes. Give yourself the gift of returning to you, to your inner world, to your breath, to your inner knowing, to your own truth and your own energy. Coming back from this constant focus on what's out there and returning to what's here. What's within? What's deeper in your experience than just what you can see? And see if you can feel or just intend for your energy and your awareness, your conscious thought, your conscious mind, to drop down into your body. You can imagine your breath coming deeper and deeper. You can imagine yourself as a traveler inside your own body and traveling down, like in an elevator maybe, or down some stairs through your midline. You can place a hand on your womb space or your lower belly. And come to meet it until you feel yourself deeper and anchored into your lower body. Whatever you choose, however you choose to come down here, dropping all the way down to your hips, to your pelvis, your sacral chakra, your sacral bowl. Dropping an anchor into your tailbone. And as you're just being here, breathing from here and softening in here, expanding here, what do you notice? As you're deepening into your body, what do you notice? What happens in your body? You might notice that it feels like your nervous system slows down, or you feel a little bit heavier, or maybe you end up leaning back into your back body a little bit more. Maybe your breathing slows. Maybe you feel your muscles release. What other sensations arise, or what thoughts, emotions start to move through you? And just see while you're down here, if you can let yourself feel the spark of your creative power. The part of you that holds exactly the same kind of massive, untamable, unnameable, immeasurable power and magic and energy as the universe, as creation itself. See if you can let yourself feel your connection with the whole universe. Imagine the energy of space. Every burning star, every whirling galaxy, every destroying black hole, every humming planet. See if you can feel it on your skin. Touching every inch of you. See if you can feel yourself as part of it. And just see if you can connect to the hum of the universe. The vast and immeasurable massiveness of it. And see what it feels like to feel it. To feel that massiveness, that vastness, that immeasurableness, if just for one fleeting moment. And feel your own expansiveness here too. You are this connected to the power of everything, to the energy of everything, to creative power. You are this connected to it because it is you. You are it. You have access to more than you've allowed yourself to believe. More than you've allowed yourself to remember. If nothing else here, if you're not happening to feel anything just now, that's okay. That's perfect. I invite you to just set the intention, plant the seed that you're ready to remember. That you're ready to remember exactly how powerful you are, how connected you are, how masterful and wise you are, how held you are. And see if you can notice the sensations that move through you as you do. If you find yourself popping back up to your head and getting caught up in kind of your mind again, what I call braining and trying to figure things out or make sense of what's happening or thinking about what you're experiencing, that's okay. It's actually totally normal. Because remember, we've been conditioned for thousands of years to only rely on our mind. But just slowly and lovingly and with compassion, invite your awareness, your consciousness, your breath, your energy back down here again. And know that whatever's happening here is perfect. But let's just take another couple of deep breaths here before we complete this dropping in. And with your last deep breath in here, intend that your exhale allows you to release anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you'd like. And just let yourself come back to presence here. And as always, I invite you to see if you can stay down in this lower part of your body, this lower part of your energy, while you listen today. See if you can listen to everything I'm about to share with you from this deeper place. From down here in your body rather than up in your head. See if you can let yourself feel the things I'm sharing with you rather than just hear it. So like I said, today we're talking about how we all have access to our intuitive abilities, to our healing abilities, to our power to create with energy, to work with energy, to work with the universe. However you want to look at that, We all have these abilities innately within us. But again, as you hear me talk about several times already in this podcast already and in the other episodes, we've been stuck in this over-masculinized world, this wounded masculine paradigm for so many thousands of years. We've literally forgotten what we're actually capable of. We've been convinced that it's not real. We've been talked into abandoning, relinquishing, and forgetting our power, our abilities, the truth of what we're capable of. I know for me, I was kind of always a mystic wannabe. Like, you know, I've always loved the superhero movies and the magical movies. And there's, I think, a part of me that was always like, that would be so cool, right? I mean, I always wished I had intuitive abilities and magical powers, whatever. And I did, I think, what most women do who kind of sort of feel like they're supposed to be mystical or magical but aren't really sure, or aren't really sure how to turn them on and tap into them or use them or really trust them. You kind of dabble. You kind of like dabble in things like reading about it or oracle cards or magical novels, or you get some crystals, or you seek out other intuitives or psychics, right? Because at least that feels like you're connecting to that intuitive realm, right? You're flirting with it a little bit by getting a reading here and there or whatever. But you're never really sure of your own abilities. If you're anything like me, you kind of feel like you're sort of just kind of making it up. Or if you're, again, like me, I was really not sure that I would ever have these abilities open up for me in this lifetime. I kind of thought that maybe just it wasn't for me. It wasn't going to be for me in this lifetime, that I wasn't going to be meant to be intuitive or an energy worker, like those who seem to really be in tune and really have gifts, right? I have a really good friend from high school who's been one of the most intuitive people I've known since we were in our 20s. I mean, she does this for a living. I never even had inklings or inclinations to do any kind of spiritual work, energetic work, because I figured I'd never be like her. I figured I'd know it by now, right? I figured, well, if it was going to happen, if I was actually psychic or if I was actually intuitive or had some sort of energetic gifts, I'd know it by now. And I did work with her. I did some work with her to tap into my own intuition, tap into my own soul. But I really kind of always felt like I was pretending. Like I wasn't ever totally convinced that I wasn't making it up. I just felt like I was kind of phoning it in. I was still wishing for it to be true, you know? All of that was true until the year I started studying Divine Feminine. The divine feminine archetype, or the sacred feminine archetype, and doing that work in my own life, bringing the feminine archetype and the feminine energy more fully into my life and into my body. And to borrow the words from one of my clients, it's like I'd been walking around in a dark room and suddenly somebody turned on all the lights. I had this sudden and beautiful spiritual awakening, which was not a coincidence with the fact that I had just started studying the sacred feminine. I started getting intuitive information in a ton of different ways, in ways that blew my ever-loving mind, and still do, to be honest. I was getting information in my body, in my dreams, in that kind of in-between space between waking and sleeping called liminal space. I started seeing visions and meditations. I started getting kind of these full, like, packages of information just dropping into my mind out of nowhere. Things that I'd never thought before, things that I'd never learned before, things that were fully formed, that were mind-blowing to me, And I had a guide show up, a soul, a man who's on the other side, and he started connecting me with sacred geometry, with quantum understanding of these archetypes and how their energies work together, with more and more and more of my own energetic and healing abilities. I call him my cosmic teacher. And he still brings through so much magic and medicine every single day. It still blows my mind. I'm still surprised constantly. And then, you know, along with him over the past 3 years, because honestly, this has only been, this awakening that I experienced just happened in the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. So it's not like this is all like super old hat for me. I'm still shocked that this is my reality, that this is my life. I'm still in awe every single day by what comes through and what I get to receive. I kind of have to pinch myself all the time. But along with him over the past 3 years, more and more guides and teachers have come. More and more teachings and understanding has come. And now about like 80% of what I teach in my courses is what I've received from my soul and then my non-physical teachers or guides. It's not actually stuff that I've learned from other people or from any course of study. And that's bananas. I literally never thought I'd be saying this, let alone broadcasting this on a podcast for everyone to hear. And literally the only reason this opened up for me the way it did, and the only reason it continues to open up for me the way it does, because it's infinite, right? It's going to keep opening the more I keep doing this. There's always going to be more. The only reason is because I approach it and I approach my life in the divine or sacred feminine energy. Because look at some of the energetic traits that are found in the sacred feminine. Receiving. I mean, that alone kind of tells us all we need to know, right? We have to be a vessel that is energetically ready and able and willing to receive our intuition, to receive downloads, to receive information, to receive sensation in our bodies, and to receive body wisdom, to receive visions, to receive guidance. And then there's connecting. Right? Energy is all around us. It's literally almost all there is. There is more energy and empty space around us and within us than there is actual matter, than there is actual stuff. And yet here we are living our lives based on what matter shows us, based on what we can see, based on what we can touch and like knock on and what we can prove, what we can put through a mathematical algorithm. Right? Like based on what's solid. What a deep disservice to what we're capable of. We're basing our entire belief of what we're capable of, what we're meant for, on literally less than 1% of what our reality is. Our willingness and our ability to connect with what is in between the parts that make up the 99%+ of our existence comes from our ability to look and feel and know and trust beyond what we can see, beyond what our brain tells us, beyond what our thinking, rational, logical mind tells us, beyond what our basic 5 senses tells us. It comes from our ability to connect beyond the mind. And openness. Openness is a profoundly important energy in the feminine. And this kind of goes without saying, right? As far as connecting to our intuition is concerned, connecting to the invisible realms is concerned, we can't receive if we're not open. A porous stone receives water. A non-porous stone doesn't. The porous stone receives water because it's open, because it's more open. A solid, closed, like, you know, block of wood, a carving, a statue, sculpture, whatever, doesn't hold any amount of water or anything else. An open vase or open bowl does, right? We have to be open if we're going to receive anything that we want to receive. And it's the same for every single part of our lives. It's the exact same faucet, to borrow the words of a friend of mine. It's the exact same faucet. Anywhere, everywhere that you are looking to receive something that you feel like you don't have requires an openness, a willingness to be open beyond your beyond where you're ready to be open, beyond how ready you are to be open. And then feeling. So we just talked about this a minute ago, our ability to connect with and see and feel and hear the invisible realms doesn't come through our heads, through our minds, right? We're actually asked to bypass our thinking minds or rational, logical, 1 + 1 = 2 minds in order to connect to the mystery, the place where all is not what it seems. It's actually infinitely more than it seems. We have to be willing to let go of what this world would have us believe, what quote-unquote makes sense, what quote-unquote adds up, how we've been taught to see reality. We have to be willing to let go of those things and be willing to use deeper senses of knowing. And one of the most powerful ways that we do that is feeling. I mean, how many times have you known something? I mean, known it. Like hair standing up on the back of your neck, chills down your arm, a feeling in your belly, in your gut. You've known something. You've known it, but you didn't have any actual evidence outside of that. Or you talked yourself out of it because it looked another way on paper, because it made more sense some other way. Our intuition is subtle. Our intuition is really subtle. It doesn't speak to us in these like big, loud, crashing, like booming voices that we can't possibly ignore. I mean, for most of us anyway, for the vast majority of us, there are those out there who have had that experience. And honestly, I feel like I'm kind of grateful that wasn't how mine happened, because I think I would freak out. In general, for most of us, the vast majority of us, our intuition, our souls, our deeper wisdom, they speak to us in our first language more than anything. They speak to us in feeling, whether that's emotional feeling, physical sensations in the body, or hunches, like I have a feeling. The feminine really can be thought of as like those kind of three primary pillars, like emotion, sensation, and intuition. All three of those are a facet of feeling. And look at how well this over-masculinized paradigm has gotten us to ignore our feelings, to push them aside, to stifle them, to silence them, to avoid them, to pretend they're not there, to play along. We treat our symptoms, not the source. We put a Band-Aid on them with prescriptions or alcohol or food or busyness or TV and computers and phones, anything to avoid feeling deeper, to avoid feeling discomfort. I mean, is it any wonder there's such an epidemic of anger right now in this world? And it is an epidemic, right? It blows my mind how angry this world is. But it's not surprising. Nobody's been given permission to feel feeling, let alone given any tools to express them, to move through them, to be with them. And so, of course, they're angry. My clients hear me say this all the time. Anger for me is a big brother emotion. It comes when we're not willing or not capable or not ready to feel a deeper emotion, a more vulnerable, perhaps, emotion, something softer. So of course we're angry. We've never been given permission to feel. That's kind of a whole different topic. Maybe I'll do a podcast about that. But the gist of this is this. The feminine is about the connective tissues of our lives. She's found in the things that hold the solid things together, the things that allow them to come together. the things that allow them to go deeper, and the things that create more room, more openness, more expansiveness, while still remaining connected. So if we want to connect to anything, our intuition, the universe, our soul, our inner knowing, our guidance, our soul purpose, the right things for us, our certainty, our power, the list is endless. If we want to connect to anything, we have to do that through the feminine. You're starting to see the pattern, right? You may have heard me say this before. Anything that we crave as humans is found in that area of the connective tissues. And so everything that we crave is found in the feminine. And so I know this is probably bringing up thoughts or questions about the masculine. Like, we're not beating up on the masculine archetype here. I promise. We need him too. We deeply need him too. But he's not how we get to our most powerful, mystical, magical, intuitive selves. He's not how we expand beyond where we are in the ways that feel good. The masculine archetype by nature narrows. It narrows energy. It narrows focus. And we need that narrowing. So, I mean, for example, we can't take all actions that exist all at once, right? It's not possible. So our masculine archetype helps us narrow our focus, helps us take a directional step, a decisive action. It helps us discern our truth from the many out there. It helps us decide between one thing and another. These are all incredibly beautiful and incredibly needed things. But again, the invisible realm, our intuitive and mystical world, cannot come in through the eye of a needle. It can't come through a straw, right? It isn't accessible to us through linear thought. We cannot create an algorithm to understand the mystery, to get to intuition, to get to love, to get to pleasure, to get to anything that we crave. Freedom, pleasure, sensuality, joy, everything. We can't get to those things through the masculine. The masculine is what helps us uphold them. Those things, all of those things, everything that exists in the mystery, including our access to everything in the mystery, our access to our intuitive abilities, to our energetic mastery, to our energetic gifts. They ask us to open beyond what we believe is possible. They ask us to feel into that which is beyond what we can see. They ask us to receive in a new way, often in a way that we've never thought of before. It asks us to connect with the part of ourselves that's willing to be surprised, that's willing to be guided, that's willing to not know the answer, that's willing to be curious, that's willing to be led by wonder. So I always like to leave you loves with some things to explore, some things to practice, to bring into your own lives. You've listened, you've let yourself receive what I've been sharing with you in your body, in your cells. So it's planted a seed of your remembrance of these abilities for yourselves. But I know how our brains work, and I know how our egos work, and they really like to have something a little more practical or tangible to chew on. So let's satisfy them too. So first, I want you to make a list of all the times when you kind of sort of maybe thought you had a mystical experience, an intuitive experience. It can be anything, where you were convinced that there was a spirit in your house, where you were convinced that you and your mom telepathically communicated with one another, where you're convinced that you saw something, whatever it was, where you're convinced that you made something happen, right? Anything that you've experienced where you kind of sort of thought you maybe had a mystical experience, but you talked yourself out of it. You found a more rational explanation for it. You told yourself one of those like, oh, well, it was probably just blah, 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 whatever is more logical. You decided at some point that it just wasn't possible what you thought had just happened. Or you found the mundane rationale for it, right? Like, oh, well, but I only saw that because I was looking for it. Or maybe it's not that you've talked yourself out of those things, out of believing those things. Maybe it's more just like your skepticism is just still winning a little bit more. Or maybe you aren't sure you really actually have abilities like that. Or you're skeptical that it goes anything beyond those kind of synchronicities or one-time occurrences. Find those moments throughout your life. Make a list of them, big and little ones, and revisit them. Revisit them with wonder, with curiosity, with possibility. Let yourself decide that they were magical, that they were mystical, and decide that they were for you. If it seems like that's kind of just like choosing to arbitrarily believe those things, that's totally fine. It doesn't even matter because this world is both mundane and it is magical. Ask any shaman who will always treat the spiritual source of any physical ailment. It is always both mundane and magical, all at once, all the time, in every single moment. And you get to choose which version of reality you live in. Remember in the beginning when I connected you to the remembrance of your creative power? You get to choose if your world is just rigid and linear and based on hard angles and proof and math, or if your world is full of wonder, full of beauty, full of mystery, full of mystical explanation for things just as much as linear explanations. It's totally up to you, but you have that power. If you don't want to believe, your guides aren't likely going to try to make you, right? I know which world I'm choosing. I honestly can't ever go back because of the things that I've seen and the downloads that I've received and the experiences that I've had. I could never go back. And you might be saying like, well, yeah, but I haven't had those experiences and I haven't seen those things. That's easy for you to say. But I hadn't had those experiences until I opened to the possibility that they could be true. And I allowed them to be possible. This is a total mind twister, I know. And it's meant to be, because welcome to the mystery. It's when you choose that it's possible, that it even has a chance of being possible. And second, declare to your soul, just tell her, she's always listening, declare to your soul that you're ready to receive, that you're ready to hear from her. Ready to have her guidance more clearly and mean it. That's important. And then third, start watching openly and with a really deep willingness to see, a deep willingness to be surprised with wonder. Start watching your dreams. Start paying attention to the little nudges that you feel. Start watching the world around you and being willing to accept things that you see as messengers. And this doesn't mean that you're going to be just constantly looking for messages all the time and studying like every single detail of your experience and not doing anything else. It's more like you open up your willingness and put it on the back burner on a slow simmer, or like you put it in your back pocket for when things show up. You'll know them by that like, ooh, feeling that you get, or by that, oh, that's weird. That's the third time I've seen that today. Or, oh my God, I was just thinking about that. Or, that's weird, spooky timing. Those kinds of things. And then last, and this is important, I want you to honor them. Nobody likes a one-way conversation. And if your guides and your cosmic team and your soul, whatever, if they feel like they're sending you a bunch of messages and you're not really receiving them, you're just kind of letting them fly on by with barely an acknowledgement, they might stop trying. Or at least it might get quieter. Again, you choose if this faucet is on or off, right? And one of the ways you turn it on is by choosing to listen, choosing to be open, choosing to receive. So one of the most powerful ways to keep up a two-way conversation, you and the invisible realm, is to honor what's coming through. It's to listen, to be present, right? So write it down, journal about it. What is it telling you? How does that feel? What might it be communicating? If it's nudging you in a certain direction, let yourself take action on that nudge, at least in like a little itty bitty tiny baby step kind of a way. I deeply, deeply believe that the more of us who remember how to connect with our souls, how to connect with the invisible realms, how to let ourselves be guided by something bigger than we are, that we will heal this planet. We will heal ourselves because we'll remember our connection to the earth. We'll remember our connection to animals, to plants, to trees, to every living being. Did you like how my cat just meowed when I said animals? And we'll remember our connection to each other and to our own power, our own truth, our own soul's calling. So thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for listening and for letting yourself receive this content here today. So be sure to send me a message about this episode or any of the episodes to enter to win a free month of my group coaching membership. Be sure to subscribe to get my other little audio nuggets and teachings that I'm going to be dropping in here and there. And I will see you again next time, loves. Thank you for being here with me. I'll see you next time here on The Golden Path.